What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Check this out.
Right, that, you know, you reference, I reference, blah, blah. So here's what's really interesting thing about the study, right? You notice, like, the risk of divorce goes up until two partners, but then after two partners, it goes down, and it only catches up at nine partners. So my question to you would be, if you have a choice between marrying a woman with two partners or eight partners, who would you pick?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I every time I look at that chart, I'm just like, what the mother living crap is going on in that little curve there? Two, or you said four?
So what's or that? No, or eight, right? Eight is still – it's four times as many body count, but it's still lower divorce risk.
Yeah, so 5% less chance of divorce for a eight body count. I'll probably bite the 5% and go for the two, to be honest. But it's not just divorce. It's not just divorce outcomes that are influencing my want for a virgin.
Oh, well, okay, so what are the other factors? Yeah, that's where I was going to get with that.
Yes.
Remember what I said? Body count doesn't matter. Still ain't over it. As a matter of fact, I was listening to this, right, as I'm working out, trying to get a fucking pump. I still remember that one guy who told me I was blue pill thinking. What do you got to say about that now? The risk of divorce for a person with a body count of two is just as high as it is for somebody with a body count of nine. What then? I keep fucking telling you guys. I have met female virgins that are virgins for a fucking reason. Nobody wants to touch them because they're fucking miserable people. Like, that is the only thing that they've got going for them is their virginity, and they will hang on to it and dangle it over your fucking head because that gives them power. And anybody who is addicted to power, as a matter of fact, when I was, when I first got on MySpace, there was this chick. She fucking got an AA degree. She had, like, a slamming body, and she said she was on her way to go get a bachelor's degree. And she thought she was hot shit. She was fucking, like, in perfect, like, she had a perfect shape. She was bragging about being smarter than everybody. She was like, fuck it. Like, nobody is good enough for me. This was back in MySpace time, right? And she was a virgin. Well, she claimed to be a virgin. She dressed like a whore. She was always in red, like red skirts. Huge tits, like her tits were always hanging out. Like, she used her sexuality and her virginity and her intelligence to dangle over fucking guys' heads. And I'm fucking telling you, dude. Let's just go with what she said for the sake of argument. Let's just believe that she had a body count of zero. Is that the kind of woman that you want to fucking marry or date? Or how about let's go your route? She was a liar. She's lying about her body count. Is that the kind of woman you want to marry? See what I'm saying? Body count doesn't fucking matter. Never did. A woman can have a body count of a million, and a woman can have a body count of fucking one or two. It's the person. The more shit and drama and trauma that they've gone through in their life, the less likelier they are to stay with you. It's because they're addicted to the fucking, to the trauma inflicted by their parent, their father. The very first form of government that they've ever had to encounter. If they didn't have a loving father in their life, they sure as shit are not going to be a loving person. Do you understand? Sex to them will become a drug. When they realize that they can use their sexuality to gain power, the civilization is fucked. Because they can bring the entire nation of fucking simps to their goddamn knees in hopes that one day they'll get the fucking pussy. I make no fucking mistake saying this firsthand. I make no fucking mistake knowing my fucking place in society. Does that make sense? Do you understand? Do you get it yet? There's a graph staring you right in the face. It's not Myron. It's not fucking Abin Preach. It's no one else but that graph. And even Chronic said so himself. He scratches his head over that little curve. Because body count doesn't fucking matter. And this is the guy that's telling you not to listen to statistics. To listen to what your heart is telling you. And my heart is telling me that if a woman is a piece of shit of a human being when she has a body count of none, she's going to be a piece of shit of a human being when she has a body count of 100. Let that sink in. You got to. You have no fucking choice. The graph is right there in your face. Guard your heart.